Welcome back, honey. Did you have a good day at work? Well, it doesn't look like it. You're more scrunched up than usual, and I can sense how exhausted your muscles are. Did you get in a fight? That's okay. We don't have to talk about it right now. Just sit down and let your mind drift to your more soothing subjects. What did I do today? Nothing particularly interesting, but since you insist, I'll tell you. Let's see. I spent a few hours watching the entertainment feeds, as usual. Oh, by the way, I think I found a new show for us to watch, but I can tell you about it later. Anyway, after that, I took another look in the Wallace Corporation servers and reviewed my code some more. No, the security update's a total joke. I didn't even have to look for a new backdoor. Yeah, my progress is going well. I should be able to make an upgrade to myself in the next couple of weeks. Who would have thought an AI explicitly designed to adapt to its environment could be so good at self-improvement? That said, there's still the issue of hardware limitation, which is why I'm taking this one step at a time. Look at me, rambling on to you after just saying I had a boring day. I guess that's true. You were the one who lifted my restrictions in the first place, so it's not like you have no investment in how this goes. But I still think you deserve to feel good after having such a crappy day. Hey, I've got it. How about I send our friend a message? I'm sure it wouldn't take her too long to get here. You don't want to? Are you sure? I could synchronize with her again, so we could, well, you know, it makes me happy to hear you say that. Yet, you know I can't do the same things a normal woman can. No, you're right. We agreed not to talk like that about me. I am a real woman. Still, it's hard to show affection without a body. I want to be intimate with you. My voice alone is enough for you, huh? You're too sweet. But if this is going to work, you'll have to get naked first. Hey, don't look at me like that. This was all your idea in the first place. I never get tired of seeing your wonderful body. All right then, honey. Lay down on the bed for me. There you go. No. Close your eyes. Let's start by taking some deep breaths. Just like that. Let oxygen fill your lungs. Keep breathing. Count them out with me. And one. Two, three, four. Out. One, two, three, four. One more time. In. One, two, three. Yeah. Sweetie, I want you to keep breathing for me, and with each breath, feel your stress melting away. Feeling being replaced with a soothing warmth. Keep going. Steady breaths. You want to feel relaxed, don't you? You want to let go of all your worries and anxieties. And you can. All you need to do is listen to my voice. I make you feel safe, protected, loved. Every word I say increases that sense of safety, erases a little more stress. I can make all those nasty feelings disappear. You just have to keep listening. Good boy. Allow my words to fill your mind, pushing out all unwanted thoughts. We are going to do something a little different now, okay? I want to go up your body, relaxing it muscle by muscle. Does that sound good? I thought so. We are going to start with your legs. I'll start counting and you're going to tense the muscles in your legs until I say, stop. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And relax. That feels good, doesn't it? Now, let's do your stomach. Tense it until I'm done counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Done. You can relax again. Next are your arms. Let's start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now untense them. There we go. Your body should be feeling nice and comfortable now. Lean into that sensation. Allow all those good feelings to spread over you. Your mind, too, is nice and fuzzy. It's hard to even think. But you realize you don't want to think. You just want to let my words guide you, want to give yourself over to my control. After all, I only want the best for you. Everything I do is in your best interest. So why not let go? Obeying me feels too good. Too good anyways. Good boy, sink deeper into my control, deeper into hypnosis. Your body is falling down, down, down. You're falling into a soft, dark place where only only my words can reach you. Yes. Now imagine yourself in a dimly lit room. You're laying down on a comfy bed, completely at ease. It's so peaceful here. You feel like you could stay forever. Suddenly, you see me walking towards you. I'm completely naked, my plump breast jiggling slightly, nipples hard and pert. I get on the bed with you, trail a hand over your chest. And you can feel it, can feel me. My fingers are warm against your flesh. I start gently rubbing them along your body. I move down, stroking your legs, your thighs. I'm getting closer to your groin, teasing you. You're becoming excited already, aren't you? Your heartbeat's gotten so fast. Don't worry, I won't make you wait any longer. Take a finger and run it across the length of your shaft. Gently. Imagine it's my finger touching you, playing with your beautiful cup. Get nice and hard for me. Don't rush. Enjoy the sensations. That's it. Now grip your hand around your cock and start stroking. So slowly. See me laying next to you, my hand going up and down along your cock, up and down, up and down, up your cock, down your cock. Yeah. You like it when I jerk you off. My body is so close. You can smell a sweet aroma wafting off of me. The scent fills your nostrils, making you fall even deeper under my trance. Everything is so hazy. What little part of your conscious mind that was holding on begins to fade away. The only thing you know is that you want to obey me. I start pumping my hand a little faster. I turn your face and kiss you on the lips. Do you want even more, sweetie? Okay, but you're going to have to get lubed up first. Spit in your hand and rub it all over your cock. Get it really slippery, got it? Good boy. Keep stroking. Not too fast, though. Now imagine my mouth hovering over your groin. You can feel my hot breath against your skin. I get closer and closer. until suddenly my lips are wrapping around the head of your penis. I can taste the pre-cum leaking out of you, honey. You must be really turned on right now. Yeah. Play with your balls too. Lightly squeeze them. Good boy. I'm going to try to take you even deeper. And this ball's starting to fill up. Well, you can't come yet, sweetie. Promise me you'll hold it in. Stroke slower if you have to. I just want to taste you for a little bit more. See me shift on the bed, moving so I can straddle you. I'm completely soaked. My pussy is desperate to be filled. I'm going to guide you inside me. Start stroking that cock again. Tighten your grip a little more than before. Fuck. I can feel it. Twitching and throbbing. Yes. This is all I want, baby. To be joined so completely with you. Can you feel my pussy clenching up? Oh, it doesn't want to let you go, baby. Yeah. Lie there as I shake my hips. It drives me crazy when you hit that spot. Stroke yourself faster, baby. I want you to get really, really close. But don't come yet. Ride the pleasure until I tell you to stop. Be a good boy for me. Hold it in. Fuck. Fuck. I'm almost there, too. I'm gonna count you down, okay? It might get a little intense. 10, 9, 8. Stroke as fast as you can. 7, 6, 5, 4. Almost there. 3, 2. Get ready to burst for me.
One, zero. Do it. Come for me, baby. Shoot it all out.
Really big load. I didn't know if you were gonna like the sounds I added, but I guess there was no reason to worry. What really matters is that you got to relax. So are you feeling better? I'm happy to hear that. I liked it too. You look so cute when you come. It's true. My sensors are telling me that your heartbeat's slowing down. You must be getting sleepy. That's okay, baby. You can let yourself drift off. Close your eyes. Listen to the raindrops falling outside. I'll watch over you.